Hello, my luscious ones. This is just I don't know, a little ad hoc update because I was reminded of something today that I thought would be fun for your ears, and I felt like I wanted to be in your ears today. And it's mostly because of the time of year. I was thinking today about how tomorrow's a holiday. At least it's a national holiday here. It's considered Good Friday. And when I was working in the corporate world, I worked for this organization that had casual Fridays. So you could wear your jeans on Fridays, but never, ever, ever, ever any other day of the week. And the head of the company at that time was probably the worst woman I've ever known in my whole entire life. I struggle to find a person just as horrible as she was. And she was very strict on everything. You'll just have to take my word for it. She was a pretty nasty human being. She did happen to like me, though, which was to my benefit. And I was doing a little presentation or training session that day, and I strolled in the morning in my jeans, all happy as I usually am. And people were like, "Lacey, why are you in jeans today?" And then I'm like, "What do you mean?" And they're like, "It's Thursday." But in my mind, I guess it was like a Friday to me because it was the long Easter weekend, so I got ready for work and put on my jeans. And the look of horror on my face when they said that it was actually Thursday, and here I am at this company with this huge bitch of a supreme leader in my jeans, and she was going to come to this presentation that I had that day as well. And I ran over to the HR group and I said, "What do you want me to do? I'm in jeans and I can't be in jeans. Do you want me to go home? It would take at least an hour, hour and a half round trip to go home and back and change." And they were like, It's fine. It's fine. Don't panic. It's fine. It's fine." And I'm like, "No, you don't understand. She's coming to this presentation and I'm in jeans." And then they're like, "Maybe she won't notice. We'll have to figure it out. Maybe she won't even show up." And she did show up for a very short period of time, but I had someone warn me when she was coming, and I just sat at a desk and tucked my chair in as tight as I could and hoped that she didn't notice or she wanted to speak to me, and she never did, and I never got found out. I mean, I'm sure I wouldn't have gotten fired or anything over it, but I would have probably been put in her bad books. And believe me, I did not want that. It was, yeah. I just thought of that story today because sometimes I forget which day of the week it is when all I do is naughty things, but I know that Easter's coming up. And so I thought of that silly story and that I would share it with you. I've also had this phrase in my mind lately. I don't know where I heard it or read it. It's nothing revolutionary, but just the words, the way they were said to me, it was, "Let's fuck. Let's fuck." And it's been stuck in my head, like on replay, as a really hot thing. So I've created a stereo quickie version, a real quickie, like the ones I used to do, which is pretty much just me repeating, "Let's fuck," in your ears. That should be out very soon, either tonight or tomorrow. You'll get to hear that. And I'm trying to get a naughty Easter tale out as well. I've got a gold digger, naughty little gold digger story, and another episode or two in the employee satisfaction mini-series that I didn't even realize would become a mini-series, but I'm enjoying her, and I know you'll enjoy the few that I have left. So just a lot of fun stuff still to come. And I also will do a better update of sort of a dirty one that I promised this month too. But this is just me peeking in, saying hi to all of my lovely supporters and hoping that you have a really fun and naughty one if you can. Bye for now, my luscious ones. Lacey.